Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Everybody, how y'all doing? This is VJ Smith, and I'm so glad to be here today. Mad Dads, Men Against Destruction, Defending Against Drugs and Social Disorder. We have a young lady that we're going to bring on, and we're just going to talk to her a little bit. Her name is Erica. Erica, come on over here, and let's talk a little bit about, you know, we just did the festival for fathers, and have a seat right over here, Erica. We're at the studios here at 3026 4th Avenue South. Erica, tell us a little bit about your experience with the festival for fathers and what you thought about that.
I loved it. I had so much fun giving all them bikes away to the kids and stuff. Well, supposed to be kids. I enjoyed watching everybody have all the fun. I did a lot of people watching. And a little scared there for about 10, 15 minutes where I lost my baby. But then we found her. Everything was good. And it was nice to see the community together in something peaceful. All those people together, nothing happened as far as I saw, no problems. Everybody was happy and just having fun together, and it was real nice.
And what did your family say after that experience?
They had a lot of fun. One of my stepsons, he was a little disappointed. He missed the rock climbing wall because I had him watching my other kids, my two little girls, but They had a lot of fun. They did face painting, and they did the little pony rides, and they had fun.
Well, we want to thank you for, you know, we had six bikes that we gave away, brand-new bikes, and you kind of helped us pull all that together with the boxes and the sign-ups. And we had six wonderful people that came to the community that really had a great time and had an opportunity to win something. You know, sometimes people say, I never win nothing. Mm-hmm. But six people walked away with bikes for their grandkids and for themselves. And I know one gentleman says for my granddaughter. You know, she couldn't make it, but she's always wanted a brand new bike. And now she gets a chance to have one. And so that was really wonderful, you know, that we were able to do that. And it was just, I think it was exciting to see fathers be honored.
Yep.
You know, I think honoring fathers is something that's really important. So what were your thoughts about seeing all those fathers come up and tell their stories and be honored on that day?
It was nice. I grew up, my dad was in and out of my life. You know, he was an every other weekend dad when he wanted to be. So, you know, it was really nice to see, you know, all these fathers and their kids out together doing something positive, doing something fun outside, not just sitting, you know, on a couch watching a movie or playing video games, and this is my father-child time, father-daughter, father-son, whatever. We're going to sit here and play video games. We're going to sit and watch a movie. No, all these people got out, and they got some fresh air, and they got to really enjoy one-on-one time with, you know, their fathers and their children. And it was great to see all those people that, you know, really want to step up and be good fathers.
You know, and that's absolutely right, because, you know, we got a lot of guys that love the work of making a baby, but can't stand the work of raising the babies. Matter of fact, I remember when I was young, guys would say, don't bring me that baby till it can walk. And I never understood that. Until I had a baby, and I understood it meant that, because you don't want to change the diaper,
mm-hmm.
you don't want to clean up poop,
yeah.
you don't want to clean up throw up, mm-hmm. and you don't want to have to hold something all the time. You want it to be able to do its own thing, and like once it can walk around, let it go. But being a father means being there through all of that.
Yep.
Being a father means being there through those stages, and I think that was part of me growing up around a society of men that didn't want to take responsibility for being men.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad that today that I can take that kind of responsibility. We got a caller that says they're ready to talk. So you're on 2092. How you doing? And welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Hi. How are you?
I'm doing great. Our topic today is we're just talking about the value of fathers and why it's so important to have fathers, you know, in your life. You know, men don't, you know, a lot of men, not all, a lot of men don't want to take their responsibility. So we're talking about that. You got a comment?
Yes, I want to make a comment on the success that I heard about what you guys had did over the weekend for the Festival for Fathers. I do think that was a good opportunity to praise the fathers that are and that has been in their children's lives, unlike the ones that haven't. And I think also that would probably push the ones that haven't really been in their kids' life in the direction of at least wanting to do something positive for their children if they haven't been there. So I think that is a good opportunity for y'all to bring that together for the fathers. And I want to say, you know, that I believe that worked out and that will be successful if you plan on doing it in the future.
Well, you know, we do plan on doing that in the future. And how many kids do you have?
I have 5 children.
You have 5 children. And so is the father involved in those kids' lives?
No, they're no. My oldest daughter, her dad is not in her life, and he really hasn't been.
And do you see the impact that that's had? Because I know as a mother, you're a great mother, but do you see the impact that that's had on your daughter?
Yes, I do.
And would you say it's a negative impact?
Yes, it has been. My daughter has been seen by a therapist, which the therapist had diagnosed her with having depression problems due to the fact of him not being involved in her life, which I really didn't think that it was a problem. I was thinking, you know, just because of her outburst or her anxiety or her, you know, temper problems, I'm thinking that's just because she wanted to go to the mall or she's on punishment or she couldn't do something that she wanted to do, but she was actually tested and they found out that with her father playing this in and out role, far as this cat and mouse game, wanting to be there and not wanting to be there, it actually over the time has built up and made her depressed, and now she's actually in special ed because of it. They actually diagnosed her with a depression disorder due to him not being involved in her life.
You know, we tell women all the time, and this is something that we seriously think is important, that it's psychologically not good to tell your kid, I'm your mama and your daddy, because what it does, it throws a kid psychologically off, because that kid believes at that point that only person I need is the one person. But in reality, every kid has a hole in their heart the size of a mother and a father if that
yes.
person is absent. And so it's important for us to stop saying, I'm this and I'm that, when you can only be your mother. You can be the best and the greatest and the most wonderful mother you can be, but you can never be a father.
That's true.
And I think that we need to stop saying it, and I think we say that to protect our kids, but we damage our kids. And I remember a kid asking me, he says, I can't say this to my mom, but I know she can't be my daddy. She keeps saying she is. But I keep looking at her and thinking, why is she so confused? I know what a daddy is because my friend has a daddy. And a daddy does this and a daddy does that. And so when we keep saying, boy, I'm your daddy and your mama, you know, they're not going to say nothing to you because they don't want to make you mad. Because some of these moms will get violent if you say something.
Yeah.
And so how have you been able to help your daughter? And then God bless you. And I thank you for your honesty talking about your daughter, because how have you been able to help her? And is there an uncle or something that can kind of fit the shoes of a father?
I want to say thank you, yeah, because I've been trying to be the best mom I can. Far as how I've been trying to help her is getting her involved with her stepfather, which the other younger four siblings, they do have the same father, and he has, you know, put on his big man draws and took the place of my daughter's dad not being there. He has been there, you know, since she was 4 years old. So he's been in her life quite some time. And, you know, just, you know, put a little, you know, depth into that conversation really fast. I don't know, you know, to be honest, if you can answer this question for me, as you being, you know, a man and a father, does that situation at times, I feel that's making it worse, or because, like, the kids call him dad, but she calls him Teddy, or the kids say, you know, my dad is coming from work, or I want to go hang out with my dad, and that's not her dad. And then the younger kids, which they don't know, but they'll go knocking on the door, and my daughter will be like, who is it? And they'll be like, Smurf, which that's my daughter's dad name. And she'll be like, y'all quit playing with me. And, you know, she'll go running off crying sometimes, which I know that hurts her. So, like I said, what I really wanted to ask, and, you know, to answer your other question really fast before you answer, I got a couple male figures that's there, you know, as far as my brothers. They try to be in their life as much as they can. But like you said earlier, since we've been talking, honestly, I don't think that no one can fill those shoes but her father. And I think as long as she's getting older, it's going to get worse, you know. But I've been trying to let her know, and I've been, you know, being more than 110% supportive to her, letting her know I love her. I'm going to be there for her through the good times and the bad. You know, if she need to talk, if she need that friendship. But like you said, when it all boils down, I know that I can never really have her feel comfortable as much as I do until he steps up and be there for her. Because it's like she's scarred, and there's nothing that I could do but let her know that I love her, that I'm always be there for her. And that's why I wanted to ask you, with her stepdad being there, do that makes it better or worse? Or, you know, because I've always been confused with that situation.
Well, here's an indicator. Does she like being around him?
Yes, she does.
Okay, and has he told her to call, you can call me dad?
Yeah, he has, and I have.
But she won't do it?
Nope.
And so has she told him that I love you?
Yep.
Okay. Well, then he's just got to keep working at it. You just got to keep working at it and keep working at it. And one day that barrier she has will be broken down. You know, my stepson, he was the same way, but he was being told by his biological dad to be that way with me. But he found out that I loved him unconditionally, and I treated him fair, and I treated him with respect. And he came around. It wasn't until he's much older, but he came around. He was very thankful that I did that. And so she will be very thankful also. And you just need to continue to let him just pour into her as a male role model and as a male figure. And I think that would be very helpful.
So do you believe that that's more than likely what her biological father is doing whenever he comes around, that he's saying negative things about her stepdad? Because like you said, you know, I don't know if it's our past relationship, because there was situations that stuff that she has seen that I don't believe that's probably why. But like you said, he has never, you know, spanked her or, you know, did anything wrong to her. You know, she says she loves him. You know, she, you know, buys him Father's Day cards. You know, get him, you know, try to, you know, get him stuff for Christmas or his birthday. But it's just, I don't know. It's just, like I said, you know, it hurts, you know, at the end, because my daughter didn't ask to be here, and she's suffering right now. Like I said, you know, she got to see the psychiatrist, and, you know, they got her in special programs because they said she got a lot of depression from this. And I wanted to know, is she going to be able to overcome this and realize as she getting older, he's not going to be there, and she needs to realize that and stay strong for herself, honestly, because there's not too much more I can do.
Well, you know, I think you're doing a good job, and I think if you can get your current husband to continue to, you know, and I think also you need some, you need to have just separate, like, mommy-daughter time and just kind of talk through some of this stuff. And it'd really be great. Do you pick a little time once a week to say, this is our time, me and you? That's it?
Yep.
I honestly used to do that with just her, and now I do it with all of the kids, because then I'm glad you brought that up, because at first, the people used to say, well, your oldest daughter to your second child, there's such a gap between their ages that maybe that's the issue, because you had other kids, but then they found out, okay, well, that's not the issue, because like you were just saying, my daughter says she loves the kids, she plays with the kids, she's interacting, she's really involved with them to the extent of being a role model and a big sister. So they're like, that's not the issue, there's something else. And that's when they broke down and realized, okay, you know, because like you said, then they were like, well, why don't you just take some time out with her, because that's probably what she needs. And we used to do that a lot. But now, you know, like you said, don't get me wrong, like on certain days when we're just sitting at home, me and, you know, her, we'll just stay up and sit up late and play cards, or me and her, we'll just watch our own scary movies and eat popcorn, you know, and she opens up where, like, since I gave myself to God over the last couple of months, my daughter opened up and told me so much that I didn't know, where it honestly hurts, you know, because I was letting the devil get so involved in my life. And I felt all I had to do was fight back from giving myself to God, as if everybody owed me something, because I am who I am. Can't nobody stop me. And I had to realize that I can be stopped, and I need to make a change for my kids, because my kids was getting so out of control where it was ridiculous, and I didn't think that I need nobody. But as I've grown to learn, with me being who I am today, I do need somebody, and that's God. I need God by my side, because I wouldn't have been able to make it this far if he wouldn't have been there by my side. I mean, through the trials and tribulations with my kids, my job, my work, my school, my life, my relationship, period, me. And ever since I did that, my daughter has grown to accept the fact that her biological father, he is who he is. She can't change him. And when it's time for him to change, God will do that. So, and I let her know she cannot make him do something that he don't want to do. And just as well as with me. And it was time for me to change versus my daughter or my kids or my employer or my friends or family wanted me to change. I had to wake up and realize when I was done bumping my head, it was time for me to grow up and become a woman and a real mother, instead of blowing off this and blowing off that. But as I've grown to learn and accept that, I really accepted the fact that now my daughter's father is who he is, and I don't really hate him no more, because I used to look at him down and say this and that, and why is he here for my daughter? But I have grown to learn there's stuff going on in his life where he feels, I guess, that he don't want to be there, but I'm able to accept that now versus wanting to hurt him or I say I hate him. You know, it's been a total different change within myself and how I feel about him now.
And I think that's good. And I think, you know, one of the main things that you have to do is realize that an absentee father is just that. He's a father that's not around, not pouring into the struggles and the challenges that you have. And for you to be able to maintain five kids and be single and to be able to do that with the help of your fiancé, is it? Or are you guys married now? Or
No, my fiancé, we're engaged.
Yeah, to be able to do that with your fiancé is a wonderful thing, because kids naturally want their biological dad, but once a man comes in and says, you know, whatever is yours is mine. That's what real men do. And, you know, real men understand that it takes a while for a kid to have affection or really care about you in that way. And so it's a struggle, and it's really hard. And that's why, you know, I think when a female has six kids and six different baby daddies, it's hard for a kid to grow up in that kind of environment, you know. And that's why it's good for a woman to try to If you can, when you meet somebody that you love, meet somebody that you believe is going to stick with you through the whole time. You know, we men are known to pick somebody just because they got a big butt and a smile.
Yeah.
Like, that don't mean, or you pick a dude because he got muscles and he looked like he buffed up. That does not mean he ain't crazy as hell, and you might not want to pick him. You know, so we have to be really cautious. You know, I tell people all the time, just because you're lonely don't mean that you need to be miserable.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, lonely and miserable sometimes go good together, because we get lonely and we pick somebody that's going to make you miserable. You know, and I appreciate you sharing with us. It's been a lot of good stuff. We're going to come back to you. We're going to talk about some information that's going on. So we're going to come back to you. Just hold on. Don't you go nowhere. We're listening to Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dads, and it's really exciting. And I just seen Shortbody. It looks like he called in. But I want everybody to get your calendar ready, because on your calendar, we are going to have the Senior Citizen Pride, Safety Pride Day. Now, Erica, you've never been to that, correct?
No, I have not been to that.
But you're looking forward to being there, right?
Absolutely.
That's because you're going to be working it.
All right.
Yeah, so August the 24th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., we're going to be having a Senior Citizen Safety Pride Day sponsored by Mad Dads and our supporters. We want to thank you, North Point, XL Energy, UCare, Medica, Community Action, and Phillips West for all that you do to help us make that happen. It's going to be free food, games and entertainment, and we're going to be at the North Mississippi Park. That's in kind of in Brooklyn Park, really.
Brooklyn Center.
Brooklyn Center, 5114 North Mississippi Drive. It's going to be a great time. And I got my baby's mama, grandma, on the picture, on the cover. So that's a beautiful thing, and I'm proud to say that one of my best friends, I got his mama on here on the flyer. And it's going to be a great time. So come on out August the 24th. And then this Saturday, Erica's putting together the menu and everything right now. But we're going to be doing kebabs, and we're trying to figure all that out. We're going to have a great time at the Humans Annual Community Boys to Men's Health and Resource Fair. It's going to be a great, wonderful time. And all I want you to do is come on out. It's going to be from 10 to 3 at Sebastian Community Center, 38th and 4th Avenue, right over there. Come on through. We're going to have a great time. We've been talking about fathers, the role of fathers, and the importance of fathers. After the Festival of Fathers, we just had a really marvelous time watching fathers do what they do. And I think it's important for us to realize that our men, even the ones that are incarcerated, damage our kids, the ones that are addicted to drugs and crack cocaine and heroin and alcohol, they damage our kids. You know, even those that are used to abusing people, they damage our kids. You can have somebody that's really, really nice, but they have anger spots or anger spurts, and they can destroy a family.
They can.
Because they can make a kid angry.
Mm-hmm.
Because the kid idolizes their parents and does what they do.
More than anything.
I know a mother that says, when my husband's not home and my son gets mad, he tells me, "Shut up, B." Because he knows that's what daddy says.
Oh,
and it's wrong. It is really wrong for a 5-year-old, 6-year-old to say that to his mom. But he's repeating what's being said. I remember there was a cab driver, a female cab driver, she was saying that her husband is very, very demanding. And she was saying that the kids act just like him. And so when he's not around abusing her, they abuse her, you know, and she was saying she just wants to figure out how to stop it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just told her, I said, you have to say something. You have to have strength to say something. Look, either you're going to stop, I'm gone.
Yep.
Sometimes you have to walk away from the violence. You can't allow the violence to continue to take over in your life. Sometimes you just have to walk away and say, I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to talk about what we're talking about today, I'm going to go back to this young lady that we're talking about her daughter and some of the situations about fathers and how that's important. But if you want to talk to us, just push 1. I see we've got quite a few callers on the line. If you're ready to talk or say a few things or make a comment, push 1 on your phone, and that will indicate that you're ready to talk. I'm going back to 2092. Before I do that, did you want to say anything, Erica, about what she's been talking about, her daughter and situation?
Oh, and, you know, it really sounds like she's, you know, stuck in the position a lot of women are. You know, they've got these kids, and the kids are growing up, and they know they don't have a dad, just like, you know, some of their friends do or don't. And then, you know, once you get to a certain age, you start questioning that. Now, my oldest daughter, she loves her daddy. She would rather have daddy over mama any time of day. My youngest one is the opposite way. Now, if, you know, my kid's father were to walk out of their lives, I think my oldest one would be, you know, just extremely distraught. And I wouldn't know what to do, you know, how to help her through that. I would have to, you know, lean on somebody else that would be able to mentor me or help me through that, you know. So I think, you know, you just got to do the best you can. It sounds like she's really doing a good job.
It does sound like that. We're going to go to a caller. We're going to 6131. Thanks for calling Blog Talk Radio. How you doing?
I'm fine. My name is Patrick Baggett.
Hey, Patrick.
Hello?
You got any comments about what we're talking about today?
Yes, I do. I think the father, he's the strength of the family. He's the provider. He's the disciplinarian, and he's the glue. And it's very vital that he be a part of that child's life. You know, because he's the role model. He mimics what he sees his father do, or she sees her father do, and he's very much important to the child's development, you know? So that's what I believe.
Hey, well, thank you very much, Matt. I'm glad you called. Thank you for calling Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dad.
Sir.
I know you're out in the field. What side of town are you on, sir?
I'm in Brooklyn Center.
Okay, how's it going out there?
It's all going all right. It's going all right.
Thank you very much, and thank you for being the father that you've been, by being a responsible male in our community. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
That was Patrick Bagg that we're talking to about being a responsible father. We're going to go right now to 7131. 7131, how you doing?
How you doing? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, hi, this is Tarita Jones. How you doing?
Oh, man, how you doing? How you doing? Hey, you know, you're supposed to make an appointment with me so you can get on your job, okay?
Yeah, we're going to do that this week. I told you, we're going to do that.
Okay, good, good. What's your response to our conversation?
I mean, my response to the lady that was on the phone is just to stay strong and keep doing what she's doing and, like, seek somebody for her to talk to, you know, mentors and different things like that. I think it's real sad when fathers walk away from their children. I mean, you don't necessarily have to be in the home to be a father to your child and take care of your children. You know, kids need that. That type of, you know, that strengthens your child. That keeps your kids happy, you know. So it's good that you do have a stepfather that's willing to step up to the plate. You know, I just want to say stay strong. I feel real sad when I hear stories like that.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate you, Sarita. You're one of our best callers. We love you so much. And trust that trouble, would you please?
I'm trying.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye. That was Sarita. She is one of our best callers. She's a good person. Now we got one more caller here. 6131, how you doing?
6131,
coming in. Yes, Geraldine. You're live on Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I believe that having Christ in someone's life as a father.
Relax, John.
You're a speaker. Okay. That having Christ first in their life as a father, following them by Jesus Christ, I think that is foremost as a father that I felt for my children, for them to know as to grow up as young men. And I believe by having that first in their lives, being an example as a father, that is vitally important for them to grow up.
Absolutely, sir. What is your name?
Gerald Green.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you very much for calling in. I appreciate that calling in. Thank you very much. It's so nice of you to call in and talk, chat with us. We'll go right to 5979. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hey, what's up? This is Marco. Marco Mustang.
Hey, Marco.
Kansas City. My comment is that it's very important for us to be out here and be good fathers, to teach our children not to do and make the same mistakes that we made. You know, if we can do that, and we can keep a lot of things. We keep our kids out of a lot of trouble and stuff that they get into. So that was my comment. That's how I feel. I've learned a lot from my dad. So, you know, and I appreciate everything that my dad does for me, and I love him to death. So by the things that he does for me and he taught me that made me a better man, I'm going to teach my child and hopefully teach somebody else's child out here that don't have a father. I want to be a role model of somebody else's child. So that was my comment for today. And I want to thank you for everything you've done, VJ.
Well, I want to thank you for giving my $40 back because I sure did need it. Matter of fact, if you ever need another 40,
go somewhere else.
I love you. I'll talk to you later. Thanks for talking, Blog Talk Radio. That was Marco. Now we're going to go back to our original caller, 2092, and just, give us some last comments. What did you think about all the comments you heard?
I really appreciate the support that the young ladies had gave, you know, and that's one thing that I am going to take, you know, with me before I hang up is keeping my head up, you know, and making sure that I make sure my daughter keeps her head up because holding her head down is going to do nothing but make her fall. And other than that, I thank the men that came on the line and ones that are there for their kids. Because like they said, you know, all children do need a father. And like Marco said, tell him to come around my hood because I need him to be a father to my daughter because he said he wanted to be a good role model and help out the ones that don't have their father. But other than that, yeah, keep my head up. That's what I'm going to do, though.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Erica, you got any last comments before we go out there?
I just like to say to the fathers out there, you know, there's so many things that happen from day one till, you know, even 18 and beyond that you can witness and they're great, you know, from rolling over to the first steps of the first words to graduation and riding a bike for the first time. My daughter's working on that now. And, you know, there's so many opportunities that you guys as fathers can enjoy and have fun with your kids with. And I just ask that y'all do it. Take advantage of it because you're not going to get it back. When your baby turns 18 and they're mad at you for not being in their life, you can't go back 18 years and go back and try and be in their life. You got to work from 18 and up. You done missed everything. So start from day one.
Okay, that's great, Erica. Thank you very much. You've been listening to Blog Talk Radio with VJ Smith and
Erica.
Yeah, and we've been really excited about this. We do this every Tuesday. Remember, every Tuesday at 5:00 at 3023 4th Avenue South, we do have our relationship group and our parenting group where there's free food and daycare, and you can get all that right here. So write it down, grab a pen, come on, check it out. 3023 4th Avenue South. All the mad dads will be there. I'll be there. Erica, will you be there?
I will not be there tonight.
Erica will not be there, but everybody else will. So we'll be there to teach you, blend, love on you, and do everything else. Got some free stuff for you. If you show up and say, I'm here to be a part of the support group, and you say, VJ told me to come get my free gift, bam, you got it coming. 3023 4th Avenue South, number 612-822-0802. Call us for more information. Don't forget the Senior Citizen Friday, August 24th, 10 to 3 p.m., Mississippi Regional Park. Boys to Men, Human Annual Community Health and Resource Fair, August the 18th, 10 to 3 p.m., Sebastian Community Center. That's coming up this Saturday, and the Senior Boat Riders next Friday. Don't you miss it. Don't you be square. You be there. God bless you. Remember, keep reaching for the moon. And if you miss the moon, you still might land amongst a star. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon.